The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I love when we talk to Dr. Franco because he's lost a lot of weight. He is world renowned when it comes to plastic surgery, board certified, one of the youngest doctors ever in the history of this field to graduate with the honors he has. And he's on our podcast. How are you, Dr. Franco?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
Man, you sound so awake. You sound like you've just been up for hours. What time did you wake up?
Oh, I didn't get up until about 4, but then been chasing the little puppies around, you know, getting them tired so they can take their first nap at 5:30 in the morning, you know, so they can be ready to stay up all night.
Oh my gosh! Of course, that's the way little dogs do. They're like little children. They're like babies, keeping you up all night and then sleeping in the daytime. All right, so I want to get started. I want to thank you first of all. I know how busy you are, but this time of year, especially, I get a lot of questions. You know, we do the Fat Club every Monday, and it never fails that I get messages from people, and I mean every single week. Some weeks are more than others, but this time of year, you know, it's getting warm. You can't cover it up anymore with the, you know, big sweaters. I want to catch up with you. How much weight have you lost at this point? I know you started with the skinny shot, and how long have you kept it off?
Yeah, so I've lost a total of about 90 pounds and have been stable for about a year and a half now. So been great. So just kind of been maintaining, living my little life, and that's what I think is so cool about this medication is it really helps you make some real changes. Most of us have done some type of, you know, yo-yo dieting, mm-hmm. and we do well for a little while, but you know, when we make these changes where we're either on these all liquid diets or so drastic, it becomes really challenging. And the nice thing about this, it helps you make little changes over a period of time. And so this is why, you know, when we get people to commit, we're like, hey, you need to be on this 6 to 9 months because it takes a while to create new habits.
That's it. It's habitual, right? Because you're eating badly, you're eating too much, and that becomes a habit. This helps you get good habits, and then so it changes your lifestyle. It's not some, hey, quick fix melon diet, like you said. Remember, there's all these weird things that go on. You can't live like that.
No, and it becomes super challenging. It's interesting from a medical world how our view of obesity has changed, and people now understand that it's more of a chronic problem. And in the past, we used to just blame people that, you know, we just didn't do enough, and that's so not true anymore. And so it's even from the medical profession, it's been interesting how it's been eye-opening, and this is really driven for our providers to do more research and be a little bit more educated on how we can help our patients about it.
So how does the skinny shot help users lose weight? What is it doing? Why is it making me behave differently?
So it's a couple things that is super unique. And so one, and the one that gets the most press and notoriety is that it does make you feel full faster. And this is where some of the nausea and other side effects can come from. But long term, what it does, it actually changes your relationship with food because it decreases the cravings that you have. And that's what really changes is that it's not that because most of us aren't overeating, just like sitting down like, oh, we're going to eat so much. It's more that like we live busy lifestyles. You know, there's sometimes easier to just pick up fast food, do something else, and don't realize there's also the sneaky calories that we can talk about later in terms of the day that kind of literally sneak up on us. But it just changes that relationship in terms of cravings. So you can still eat stuff. You just eat much less of it. You can walk by little snacks and you don't feel the craving like, I have to try this. And that's what's super unique.
You know, you said the sneaky calories. I think, Anthony, was it you yesterday that said, man, the big bucks got me?
Yes.
With the big coffees, the coffee drinks and all the calories in them. You don't really realize you're drinking because it's liquid. It doesn't make you feel full.
Or that person that brings the donuts to the office.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that person.
I have to have one.
Just one donut or 8 of them. I don't know. Those sneaky calories.
Or I'll break the cookie off, eat half of it, but then I eat the other half later in the day. But in my mind, I only ate, you know, 4 halves. So I only ate half a cookie is my guy math, you know?
I think about tostadas. You know, we go to a Mexican restaurant, and you sit there and you eat chips and salsa. Every time you eat 4 chips, you're eating a whole tortilla. Oh my gosh. When you think about that, those are sneaky calories.
Don't do that to us.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Okay, so this is the question I'm getting more than anything. What is Ozempic face? And how are you helping patients avoid this? What can patients do? Anybody listening from wherever they are, there's this thing that's going on and you see it and I don't want to point fingers, but it's, man, Kelly Osbourne and her mom, Sharon Osbourne, they just look really bad and they've aged so much and just lost so much weight. What is happening and what are you doing to prevent that? What can anyone do?
Yeah, so I think the Ozempic face is just caught on fire because so many people are on their weight loss journey. And you know, for a lot of people, it's done great. I mean, like anything, do some people go overboard? Sure. You know, but whenever, you know, weight loss and the changes of face isn't new, but we've just never seen this many people, you know, be on this journey. And that's what's been unique about it. What's kind of interesting is we're seeing so many what we would consider more mature issues in terms of weight loss, kind of skin laxity, volume loss, those type of things in really young patients. And so the Ozempic phase refers to the changes that our patients are seeing at a very young age in their face. I really think this is going to be the year of facelifts because so many of our patients don't want to be overfilled. You know, they've worked this hard to kind of slim out, to get to a good spot. So it's really addressing that skin laxity. The really great thing, you know, for all your listeners that hope is that when you're really young and you're in good health, you're actually really responsive to a lot of the treatments of the energy devices, the biostimulants, those things. So there are a lot of great treatments that your body's going to respond really well to. As you guys aren't old enough yet, but when you get to my age stuff, it just we don't bounce back as quick as we used to. And so, doing this early is great.
I see you, and you know, we've known each other for years now. It's incredible to me when an old photo of us, me, DJ Automatic, you, Anthony A, pops up to see her before, because I don't really remember you at that weight 90 pounds ago, you know, but it's shocking to see it. So congratulations, obviously, on that. What do you, and I'm congratulating you, because the next question is, what do patients say to you when they finally reach that goal weight? Because I know you have a team and a support system. It's not just take this shot, go away. It's different. What do they say to you when they finally get there and they've tried everything for years and years?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. One, I'll tell you, from all the surgeries that we do and everything else, most people that reach their goal in their weight loss journey are the most impactful and heartful reviews that we get. Because for a lot of people, they've struggled. They've tried. It's been something that they've dealt with. Most people are like you and me, where we were super active growing up, and it wasn't like, you know, and so it's just like it's busy and family, work, you know, everything else, travel, and just kind of slowly slipped away. And so I think it's really given people that control of their life. And so it's been so impactful for them.
I used to feel disappointed in myself. I got emotional when you were saying that, when I was overweight, because I thought, what am I doing wrong? I work so hard. I'm trying everything. And that feeling when you finally achieve that goal, it's like accomplishment. And it's a kind of a sense of pride. I can't explain it, but you feel like, oh, I've achieved this for myself, for my happiness. And I was so unhappy when I was overweight. I don't know how you felt, but I know I wasn't completely okay with myself. I acted like I was, but there was a lot of me that was just, you know, I felt disappointed, like I wasn't living my best life.
You know, it's interesting because for me, it almost kind of slipped away. And so you, like, I gained the weight slowly. I didn't even know where I was. And looking back at pictures and even like seeing how active I can be now, because it was such a slow onset, at some point, I didn't even realize, like, you know, in how much better physical shape and just ability to do stuff now that I didn't even realize that there were possibilities for me. And so that's what was kind of eye-opening. It just didn't even realize what I could do.
And now look at you every morning. I watch you going to the gym every day. You got a six-pack. I'm like, what's going on with you, Dr. Bronco? Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. You've answered several questions. And, you know, we'll see you soon. I'm going to have to pull up and get another skinny shot because your girl here is falling off. I'm about 10 pounds off. So I might have to give my body a little reminder and get back on track. And that's something else, right? You could do 20 pounds or 200. This can help anybody.
100%. And I would say that's the best. The majority of our patients are kind of in that middle range, and so they're working hard, they're doing well, and they just need a little something to kind of help them go in the right direction. So no question, that's what's really cool about it. It's really for everyone.
I love that. Dr. Franco, thank you for taking the time. We'll talk to you soon. Hope to see you very soon.
Awesome. See you guys soon.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye. If you are in the state of Texas, Dr. Franco ships all over. Okay. If you live in Texas, you can just DM them at Austin Plastic Surgeon and have a consultation, and he'll take care of you with the skinny shot. And if you use code Dana, D-A-N-A, you get $50 off your first month.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.